This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. Michigan is the latest to pass a law turning itself into a so-called right-to-work state. That means employees in unionized workplaces can freely opt out of union membership and the union fees they would otherwise have had to continue to pay. For a look ahead at right-to-work in the U.S., I've got Harley Shaken. He's a labor economist at UC Berkeley. Hello.
Hello. It's good to be here.
So Michigan makes number 24, I think, almost half of states now with right-to-work laws. Where do you see the battle going from there?
Oh, I think we're going to see a battle nationally. I think more states might be emboldened by what took place in Michigan. But the battle isn't over in Michigan, and how that plays out could influence what happens to right-to-work in other states.
What's been the experience in other states that have become right-to-work states?
Well, it's often repeated that right-to-work attracts business, and I think there's very little evidence for that. What it does do in some states is it results in lower wages. That alone doesn't attract business. It has to be the productivity and quality. Really, in Michigan, and I suspect in future states, the political dimensions of this are front and center.
Right to work has become associated, of course, with the Republican Party. But beyond that, who is backing it? Is it businesses, companies that want this change?
Not necessarily. In Michigan, the business community has been very muted. The automakers have said they're neutral. The Detroit Chamber of Commerce hasn't endorsed it. I think this is being backed by people with a very strong political agenda that want to see unions weakened, particularly after this most recent election.
Does this episode in Michigan put some real fire, maybe some real fear, into the union movement?
I think it puts fire and fear into unions. Independents have been very alienated by this fast-track move in a lame-duck session to pass right to work. So losing independents on this, putting unions on the side of fair play, could prove very valuable, and it's certainly a wake-up call to unions, and it could prove damaging as well.
Labor economist Harley Shaken at Berkeley, thank you very much.
Thank you.